Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to see what I mean when you hear who's with us right now. It's Don Cooper's back. Don's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the Sales Heretic, the publisher of the Money, Marketing, and More newsletter, which is available from his website. And he's our good friend, Don Cooper. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Don?
Absolutely.
Being able to hang out with me just for even for a few minutes, right?
You betcha.
You could, what's more with feeling, Don? Hey, Don, one of the things that I've been talking about on this show for a long time and with a number of different other folks is how important it is for small business owners to become professional negotiators, to become good at negotiating, and pointing out the fact that every sales call is a form of negotiation. It's not just buying, not when you're buying stuff or when you're selling an asset or something like that, but every time you talk to a customer, you're negotiating. And so I've been saying for all this time I've been on the air that negotiating skills are important for small business owners to learn. But you're saying that it's even more important in the current economy. Why do you say that?
Absolutely. Because in a recession like this, there are fewer customers and there's more pressure on price than in a normal economy. When things are going great and people are flush, they don't worry as much about what they're paying for what they're getting. When money becomes really tight, like it has been for the past few years, people make different decisions. Money becomes a bigger factor. Price becomes a bigger factor. Not an insurmountable one, but there's more pressure on price, and therefore it becomes more important for a business owner or any salesperson to be able to negotiate effectively in order to make sales and in order to keep some decent measure of margin.
What's the difference between sales skills and negotiating skills?
Well, to me, there's a lot of crossover because negotiation is a fundamental sales skill, although negotiation skills carry over into all kinds of other areas of your life. Negotiation is an important leadership skill. It's an important management skill. It's an important entrepreneurial skill because you're negotiating all the time with everybody. You negotiate with employees, with employers, with customers, with vendors. You negotiate with friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
So you're everything from what movie are we going to see tonight to can you get this project done by Friday to, you know, I can give you a discount if you buy four of these. You're always negotiating. And many people are not good enough at negotiating.
So I guess when we're selling a customer and we're trying to get them interested in what we have to offer, that's selling. That's the selling process. And then then you cross over to a point where you're saying, okay, I've made the sale. Now we're just haggling over this or that. That's when it gets into negotiating a little bit. Is that what you're saying? Is that how the crossover works?
It is, although you may begin negotiating before the sale is made because part of the selling process is selling against your competition. And so you need to be able to produce a value proposition that is better for your prospect than somebody else's value proposition. So you may need to negotiate before the deal is really in place.
Right. And so basically you're saying that you may be, and is it's important why is it important to know that in a 30-minute call that part of that time is negotiating, part of that time is sales skills? Why is it important to know the difference?
Because sales skills involve so many things. Negotiating is one of those skills. It's also about rapport. It's about need analysis. It's about knowing your product and your service and your competition, knowing all that. And so in the course of that call, you may need to invoke a number of different skills. You want to be able to rely on whatever is going to be necessary for that particular call.
Right. Don, give us your website, please.
www.doncooper.com.
Check it out, folks. You can find his newsletter there and all the other things he does there at his and in his business. And when we come back, we're going to get into the negotiating. We're going to talk a little bit more. We're going to get over into the weeds a little bit of negotiating, make you a better negotiator with our good friend Don Cooper. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.